Well, quite a lot has been happening in just the past few hours in Rhode Island politics. After 20 years as Warwick's mayor, Republican Scott Abedesian is stepping down to become director of the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority. And in just the past few hours, we're discovering that Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo will face a primary from former Secretary of State Matt Brown, and also that former governor and U.S. Senator Lincoln Chafee is likely to challenge incumbent U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse in the primary. Joining us is Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay to break all of this down. Scott, take a deep breath. First of all, what do the Brown and Chafee moves mean for the Democratic Party?
Well, this is sort of like what Mark Twain said about, you know, weather in New England, wait 5 minutes and it'll change. And that's what we saw today with these two announcements. One, a big surprise on Chafee's behalf, I believe. Brown had been mulling whether or not to run as an independent or in the primary. Now he's chosen the primary. What this does is it sets up a series of incumbent versus insurgent primaries in the Democratic Party. First, we started with a lieutenant governor race between Dan McKee, more of a centrist, and the liberal state rep from the east side of Providence, Aaron Regenberg. Now we have former Secretary of State Matt Brown, another Providence East Side liberal, running against Governor Gina Raimondo. And this one kind of comes out of the blue. The biggest surprise, I think, of the day was Link Chafee saying that he's 90% certain, is what he told our colleague Ian Donis, that he's going to run in a primary against Sheldon Whitehouse. Don't forget, Chafee and Whitehouse have faced each other before. Back in 2006, Whitehouse became a U.S. senator only by knocking off then-Republican Lincoln Chafee. Chafee, of course, since has kind of evolved his political views. He's been an independent. Now he's a Democrat. So what you're going to have here is a big test of the Democratic establishment versus Democratic incumbents. And I expect the party's going to make life very difficult for Brown in raising money and trying to hire consultants and all of that kind of stuff, getting labor endorsements. They'll be as tough as they can on him. Chafee the same, except that Chafee, as we know, has personal money and probably is immune from some of that. The other thing to take into consideration here, we're going to find out just how much clout the establishment has. Every Rhode Island politician, from Jack Reed, Whitehouse, and Raimondo down, lined up behind Hillary Clinton in 2016, presidential sweepstakes here, and yet Bernie Sanders comfortably won that primary. So this is going to be a fascinating election cycle.
Scott, what do these new developments mean possibly in terms of changing the Democratic primary?
It's going to mean a couple of things. The interest groups that are going to be very, very important. Organized labor becomes more important because of this, and where do they go? The urban vote becomes more important. Providence, the Blackstone Valley, Pawtucket, all those areas. And actually, Latino voters will become heightened. I think the big fight will be in the suburbs. Who gets those independents or unaffiliated voters? That's going to be a big battle now.
And what are we to make of Scott Abedesian leaving office in Warwick for that RIPTA job?
Well, you know, he's been there for a long time, and I think he discovered after 27 years, actually, in local politics in Warwick, counting his time as a city councilman, that he's done all he could. Things are running well. I think he decided it was time for a change, is what he told me this afternoon. He said he doesn't expect he'll be endorsing anyone in the race to be his successor.
Now, Abedesian, through the years, as you know, has been mentioned as a possible Republican candidate for higher office and has not been. What might this mean for Rhode Island's small Republican Party?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think all these primaries on the Democratic side could help the Republicans by making the general election nominations on the Republican Party far more valuable. We all know, anybody who's been around Rhode Island politics going back to 1984 when Anthony Solomon and Joe Walsh faced off against each other, that oftentimes Republicans win statewide races in this state when the Democrats have these big primary cleavages.
Okay, thanks to Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay.
Thank you, Dave.